Clouds gather. As Jesus went about his work of healing and teaching, the scribes and Pharisees began to plot against him. The scribes were the writers, those who copied down the law, scholars or lawyers. The Pharisees were the religious teachers who followed the law of Moses in every tiny detail. They were angry because Jesus forgave sins and proved it to them by healing the sick. They were angry because he chose common people like Matthew to be his friends. But most of all, they were angry because Jesus used the Sabbath or Jewish Sunday to do God's work. One Sabbath day, Jesus and his friends were walking through the cornfields. Peter and others were hungry and began to pluck and eat the ears of corn. The scribes and Pharisees at once said to Jesus, "Look, they are doing what is forbidden on the Sabbath." Jesus replied, "God made the Sabbath for man's good, so man is master over the Sabbath." Later, Jesus entered the synagogue at Capernaum, where there was a man with a withered arm. His enemies were watching to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath so that they could accuse him. Then Jesus said to them, "Does the law mean us to do good or evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" There was only one answer, and they were trapped. Then Jesus healed the paralyzed man. Immediately, the Pharisees went out and began to plot how they might kill him. Even in Nazareth, the home village of Jesus, the people turned away from him, saying, "It is only the carpenter, the son of Mary." And Jesus left the town because they had no faith.